groanings in the spirit. Prayer is, of course, an attitude as much as an act, and if that be remembered, no perplexity will arise when there is a genuine absence of words as we wait before God. We must not allow the devil to perturb us because we cannot find language with which to unburden ourselves. A groan of the Spirit in us, Romans 8:26, may accomplish more than a volume of words. I think that one of the greatest things I have learned in prayer is to hold up before God individuals, towns, countries, and nations, counting on Him to do His will for them when I do not know what more to ask for. Undoubtedly, the ideal thing is to ask definitely, especially in the terms of Holy Writ, for the bedrock of faith is there. But if we should find ourselves going out in spirit to people and lands with no more audible expression than a heaving sigh of the spirit, Mark 8:12, let us not be troubled or dismayed. The great thing is that we are praying in the Holy Ghost, Jude 20, and in due season what is in our heart may filter intelligibly into the mind and be formulated upon our lips.